Okay. Good morning, everybody. It's a great privilege to be with you. And like Happy New Year and all that. So I think what we do right now, thank you all for bearing with me because I've been going over the schedule and I'm really going to do my best to be on time and vigilant around time today, which I'm kind of laughing about because that's like one of the funniest things in my life in the world. But at any rate, welcome everyone, and let's go ahead and hear our theme song, "We Are Awakening" by Deva Bramal and Mitten, and just greet each other from wherever in the world we happen to be, our body happens to be at this time. Okay, let me drop the mic.
We are awakening to the calling of the mystic, awakening in the flowering of the heart. Everybody here melting into presence, overflowing effervescence, rising in love. Memory, dawn is breaking, waves are coming in. Everybody here standing in wonder beneath the rain and the thunder, rising in love.
Okay, I love sharing the peace. Well, that's what they say in Catholic Church. And it's so funny because I was never in a Catholic. I mean, I've never been a Catholic, but I like that term, sharing the love, sharing the peace. You can really feel it in the room. It's always wonderful to feel that happening, because we're all scattered physically, but the love is right where we are in its full and complete measure. And so it just helps us to remember. So, let me go to my paper, not my paper, but my thing, my document, and read our purpose and values. Our purpose and values. There is consistent wisdom in the universe. It shows up in all religions, in philosophy, in all cultures, and throughout time. This wisdom is not unique or new. It is owned by no one and by no organization. No one has to go to a special place or special teacher to find it. It is the most abundant wisdom in the universe. Once one opens his or her heart to this wisdom, It appears everywhere by the hand of universal grace. And there's also a way of not seeing universal wisdom. We all have the ability to be distracted from it by self-limiting and segmenting beliefs. And of course, we love ourselves and forgive for that. What is Awakening Together? Awakening Together is a universal assembly of peers dedicated to recognizing and embracing universal wisdom, regardless of the form in which it appears. We are also dedicated to recognizing the ways we deny universal wisdom by adopting personal beliefs and biases. We want to recognize these limitations so we can free ourselves from them and open to the continuous flow of universal wisdom. Our succinct purpose, we are an assembly of equals joined in common purpose. That's what's happening right here, right now. Awakening to one true self. Within an appearance of many faiths, many cultures, and many symbols, we seek to discern one truth and rest in its embrace. Amen to that. And I'm going to read core values 4 and 5 quickly because they're all relevant, but these two seem most relevant to what I want to talk about today or what I feel moved to talk about. We affirm one true self as the only truth. This is 4. We live this value by embracing what is helpful on the path of awakening without idolizing any spiritual doctrine as truth. 5. We accept all forms as temporary appearances permitted through enduring awareness of self. We live this value by honoring all appearances and all experiences while continually reflecting on changeless truth. My favorite. 5. Okie dokie. Back to the room. What do we do? Oh, I do announcements now. Okay. I crack myself up. I hope you guys are amused too. Announcements. Holiday 1 is holiday hours. We will remain open for regular programming until 6 p.m. today, which is right after the Mighty Companions. We will be closed for the remainder of this evening and for New Year's Day. We will reopen at our regular time on Tuesday, January 2nd. Okay. 2, Reverend Doreen Bonnet will offer a class on Soul Collage beginning on Wednesday, January 17th. Yeah, I read about this. You want to look at the website. It sounds very interesting. This class will be offered every Wednesday from 8 to 10 Eastern Time. Soul Collage encourages participants to access their inner wisdom using a tactile creative process as they move through a spiritual purification journey. In this class, you will allow insights to arise as you read and contemplate The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. And then you will select soul-stirring images, quote-unquote, from magazines that reflect insights gained through the healing. There is a sliding scale of class fees available for this fun and insightful class, so each one can pay what they feel guided to pay. 50% of the class fee will be given to Awakening Together. For full details and to register, go to awakeningtogether.org, click Retreats and Classes, and look under the Classes menu. If you or someone you know, this is the next item. If you or someone you know are interested in starting Year 1 of Gentle Healing, Year 1 will be offered by Reverend Rebecca Gibson beginning on January 23rd. This new Gentle Healing group will meet each Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Time in the sanctuary. There is no need to register for this group. It is open to anyone who is interested. The Tuesday evening Gentle Healing group will continue at its regular time. Awesome. Great idea. 4. The Member Board of Trustees voted to replace the Israel trip planned for this October with a trip to Italy due to political and whatever things, energies in the world. Regina is currently working on an itinerary for that trip. and will announce it as soon as possible. She hopes to have all the details worked out by the end of January. So that completes our announcements for this Sunday. Let's see, I'm going to do a brief invocation and then we normally have an inspirational song, but I think what I would like to do, Lynn, if your ears are perked up, is to do an invocation and also Becky, and then Reverend Rebecca will do our reading, and then we will have the inspirational song, and then we'll have the message. So if you are in a position to close your eyes, which I trust you are, because we're in church, right? If you're not, it's all good. Please do so, and let's pray together. So, just so grateful to have this opportunity to be a part of this beloved community, of this beautiful Sangha that we call Awakening Together, to be joined in common purpose with all of these souls, these apparent individual expressions of God. What appears to be individual, because we do have individual choice. And yet we are all one. There is just this one life. One life, one power, one presence, one infinite, almighty, and absolutely unconditioned love intelligence. And it is here. It is right now. Right here. Mighty in the midst of us. In us, through us, as us, for us, all around us. Right where you are. Right here. Because there is no, ultimately, no time, no space. So there's nowhere that it can't be. It permeates every dimension of time, space, and form, and all expressions of life within it. And yet it transcends all this, is ultimately unaffected by it. And so we are grateful to be awakening to this awareness on a ever deeper and more stable plane, and that it never ends. Our awareness of this and how we live it, how we breathe it, how we experience it, how we understand it, is ever expanding, ever deepening, and ever stabilizing. So I'm grateful for that. Grateful for this opportunity for all of us to be together. Grateful for the opportunity to be a vessel for the Holy Spirit's use today. And knowing that as we are here, two or more gathered in the name of love, in the name of grace, in the name of beauty and harmony, that we are a portal of that for ourselves, for each other, and for everything, for the planet and who knows what else, for the evolution of consciousness of life awakening to the truth of itself right here on planet Earth. So gratitude for all that. I just release this word into the law. Another aspect of our own collective beings, this limitless sea of divine creative substance, it just knows no limits, it knows no bounds, and it has no opinions. It's just always saying yes to us. It is us, and we're saying yes to ourselves all the time. We never stop. And so, knowing this, I know that it is done, it is accomplished, perfected, and complete. And so in full faith and complete confidence, I let it go, and I let it be. And so it is. Amen. All right, thank you. So, Lynn, I'd like Becky to read now, if possible. We have a reading, and I'm kind of excited about it. It's funny because I don't every day read Regina's tip. It's like, it's kind of funny. I do it when I move to do it. Sometimes I like to just do the lesson on my own without any more feedback, but a lot of times I do, and I love it. It's always great when I do. And I did it a few days ago, and part of the tip was the instructions of the Loving All method, and it's just so lovely. I have to say, really, if I had to pick the two most powerful spiritual practices that I use all the time, it would be awareness, watching awareness, and the Loving All method. And so thank you so much. I was going to say Michael Singer, Michael Langford, for taking to write your books and get this stuff out. And thank you to Regina. Thank you to all people. I don't happen to be too much one of those. I'm here. But the people who have the discipline and the desire to go ahead and get things out to people, because it's great that we have so many tools and so many teachings available to us, and we can look at them all and integrate whatever works best for us. So I just thought our message today is about being in the world but not of it, and the Loving All method is absolutely relevant to that. And so Rebecca is going to read that for us, and I'm going to drop the mic.
Thank you, Carrie, for asking me to read. And I will ask for one clarification, the entire chapter or just the Loving All method, please. And I will start reading and you can let me know. The Loving All method can be summed up as follows: loving everything you perceive exactly as it is. Love everything you experience exactly as it is. Love every thought you have exactly as it is. Love those thoughts you think are good exactly the way they are. Love those thoughts you think are bad exactly the way they are. Love all your emotions exactly the way they are. If you feel happy, love your happiness exactly the way it is. If you feel sad, love your sadness exactly the way it is. If you feel courage, love your courage exactly the way it is. If you feel fear, love your fear exactly as it is. If you feel love, love your feeling of love exactly the way it is. If you feel anger, love your feeling of anger exactly the way it is. Love your body exactly the way it is. Love the objects you see exactly as they are. Love the people you see just the way they are. Love your actions just as they are. Love everything you feel, think, say, or do exactly the way it is. Love everything you see, taste, touch, smell, or hear exactly the way it is. Love everything other people do, feel, think, or say exactly the way it is. If someone says something nice to you, love what the person says exactly the way it is. If someone says something mean to you, Love what the person says, exactly the way it is. If someone says to you, "You are the nicest person I have ever met," love what the person said, exactly the way they said it. If someone says to you, "You are the most disgusting person I have ever met," love what the person said, exactly the way they said it. If something nice happens during your day, love it exactly the way it is. If something horrible happens during your day, love it exactly the way it is. Love everything that happens just the way it is. Love every activity exactly the way it is. Love every experience exactly the way it is. Love everything exactly the way it is. Practice the Loving All method during all your waking hours, from the time you wake up in the morning until the time you go to sleep at night. Practice the Loving All method. And that ends the reading. Thank you.
Thank you, Becky. It's beautiful. It's fabulous. So we're going to have a few songs, as we always do during service. And I am going to say, give you a little qualifier. I picked songs that I feel they're all popular songs. I mean, not terribly popular, but, you know, pop songs. No, maybe not pop, but not spiritual, quote unquote, songs. But I think they're great songs about just being in the world and being aware and just noticing feelings. And I think that's one of the things we're going to talk about, is exactly the Loving All method. And this song is by Greg Brown, and it's called Spring Wind. And it's just about being human and how love moves us in our humanity, and how that can lead us in our spirituality for each of us in our own personal journey. So let me drop the mic and let's hear Greg Brown. Thank you, Lynn, for doing the music.
Lived a while without you, darn near half my life. I no longer see our unborn children, but to you, my unwed wife. But yesterday I had a vision beneath a tree where we once talked, of an old couple burning their love letters so their children won't be shocked. Love calls like the wild birds. It's another day. Spring wind blew my list of things to do away. My friends are getting older, so I guess I must be too. Without their loving kindness, I don't know what I'd do. Oh, the wine bottle's half empty, the money is all spent, and we're a cross between our parents and hippies in a tent. Love calls like the wild birds. It's another day. A spring wind blew my list of things to do away. In a mucked up lovely river, I cast my little fly. I look at that river and smell it, and it makes me want to cry. Oh, to clean our dirty planet. Now there's a noble wish, and I'm putting my shoulder to the wheel, 'cause I want to catch some fish. Love calls like the wild birds. It's another day. A spring wind blew my list of things to do away. Thank you. Children, go to sleep now, you know it's getting late. I know you don't like to miss nothing, and school ain't that great. Oh, I'll dance with you when you're happy, and hold you when you're sad, and hope you know how glad I am just to be your dad. Love calls like the wild birds. It's another day. The spring wind blew my list of things to do away. Darling, it's been a hard go, but I think we'll be okay. I know I say that all the time, like everything else I say. Oh, I've been gone so often, but every time I miss you, and I don't really know nothing except I like to kiss you. Love calls like the wild birds. It's another day. A spring wind blew my list of things to do away.
Okay, thanks, Lynn. Yeah, it's an interesting song, very human song. And yet, I guess that's what I talk about. I think I talk about this a lot, actually, but so it must be something I really need to think about. How our little human life is the custom-made, perfect curriculum for our personal capacity for undoing and addressing our personal, whatever our particular personal adjustment is to our human life and to our real life. Because we do have a perceptual adjustment to both, whether we want to admit that or not, that is constantly adjusting, and we're constantly recognizing it, and it's evolving, and we're releasing, and we're, you know, ever becoming more liberated. So I just think it's lovely. I the one line in that, all of those lines were touching, but when he was talking about his motivation to clean the lovely planet, because he, you know, putting his shoulder to the task because he wants to catch some fish. And you just don't know. You know, we don't want to think that, we want to stay reflecting on eternal truth, but we do have worldly motivations. And in the Holy Spirit's hands and guidance under the guidance of our own divinity, they are perfect for us. They're leading us. And that particular line just spoke to me of that. Just trusting and doing the loving all method for whatever shows up, because it's going to be the thing that that helps to flush up what you agreed to purify in this particular tour of duty. And that sounds, it's not meant to be heavy, it's meant to be funny when I call it a tour of duty. So let me just read, go back to my document here. I actually have tried to organize my thoughts. But I'm letting go and letting the Holy Spirit organize them. But I did put a few things down. And one of the things, here's a quote, and it's just stone obvious, but it's just so funny. And we all understand the principles, but the issue is, for people gathered in this room, is the moment-to-moment application of the practice, I think, for most of us at this point. And then opening up to more and more truth and guidance and deeper and more profound understanding. So this particular quote, I happen to be, I'm part of this congregation, but I'm also a part of another brick-and-mortar congregation, which is a religious science. It's an independent religious science. So some of you know of Ernest Holmes, and he's the founder of religious science. And this is a quote from him. I don't know which book it's from, but one of the things that's interesting about him is he really taught a lot about how to... taught a lot about love, but he also taught a lot about the law as we understand it, the creative force, and how it's always responding to us and how to make use of it. And it's funny because I read Regina's tip this morning, and it was exactly what she said, is exactly what I believe, and what he said it towards the end of his life. He did say it towards the end. He said, gosh, I wish... And he was very enlightened. I mean, he was amazing all of his life. But in his teaching, he said, I wish I had focused more on the love and less on the law. Because the law is just responding all the time to what we focus on. And that becomes really clear. Rather than trying to do it in bits and pieces, just do the loving all method. And the law will reflect that in some way or another. And how could that, and how could it be anything but lovely and harmonious? So we trust. And if we don't think it's lovely and harmonious, we trust that that's perfect too. And we love that. Just keep loving. So this is the quote from Ernest today. Denying love is our only problem, and embracing it is the only answer. Through the power of love, we can let go of past history and begin again, which seems very relevant for the new, you know, not to say every moment is your new year. Every single instant, holy instant, is your new year. It's all new. If you're willing, if we are willing, it's all new. And that's something, it could crack you up, really. And I'm also going to read something from A Course in Miracles. But of course, if we totally accepted that, we would be immediately hurled into reality, and we're not necessarily ready for that, because all of our belief systems are holding everything in place. I mean, everything, gravity and the world and time, space, and form, everything. And so we're letting go of how we hold things in place, incrementally, in a way that is not terrifying to our little selves, as we learn to trust. So anyway, and the rest of the quote is, love heals, forgives, and makes whole. Yeah. So, thank you, Ernest. Denying love is our only problem, and embracing it is the only answer. So simple. Yeah, and what I really want to do, let's see, how much time do I have? I have to go look at my other paper. Am I funny or what? Let's see. Up till 11:10. Okay. I'm going to read something to you guys from Course in Miracles, and it's a lot of reading, so I hope you guys are cool with that. But it felt very relevant. It came to me last night when I was kind of poking around and I'm thinking about a talk, and I can talk and talk and talk. But this, I was led to this reading, and it felt very appropriate for New Year's. And it's called, it's from chapter 16, which is called, let me go back and forth between my papers, the Forgiveness of Illusions. And the name of the section is The Bridge to the Real World. So we talk about, you know, bridge to the real world. We're moving from into an awareness of the real world and then awakening to ultimate reality, which sometimes we get a glimpse of. And yet the world, as we do this loving all method and really apply it. The other thing I want to say about the loving all method is he talks about loving your thoughts first, and I think that's great. And then loving, of course, loving situations and people exactly the way that they are. But never forget, so important to always start with the top layer. And a lot of times we haven't remembered to love people and situations exactly the way that they are immediately. So first, we really have to love ourselves and our judgments and our reactions before we can even get to that place. Otherwise, we're sort of, I guess I should only speak for myself. It's just sort of, it's an act. It's not for reals. If you can't really love yourself exactly the way you are first, and then it just breaks, you know, when the judgment starts to vaporize of yourself, then you can love everyone else and everything else, and that will start to vaporize as well. You know, the bricks, the mortar disintegrates, and then the bricks fall out of the wall, and, you know, things just start to break up and lighten up and become freer and lighter. So what did I, there was something else I wanted to talk about. Where's my paper? Oh, I lost my paper. I wanted to talk about something funny about me before I read this thing that's been happening. And just for an instance, because I like it when people tell me about what's going on with them, because it's always sort of interesting to see where people's, you know, the rubber of their life, you know, of their spiritual practice is hitting the road of their life. And I have had some really intense issues with the health of my body. And it's been quite a journey and an adventure for me. And I have learned to love it very much. It's been an awesome teacher for me. And but one of the things, something I did recently, there's a few things going on. I have rekindled. It's really weird. It's like I've come full circle back to really intense passion for something that I love in the world. And it's been, hasn't been for a long time, for many years. And that is for equestrian art. I mean, I've loved my horses, and, you know, I've never, no matter how sick I was or how broke I was, I've known I never would give up my horses. In the last year or so, things have shifted for me. I went from, you know, I used to teach riding and train horses all the time. Then I gave that up. I was totally lost interest in competing and teaching, and pretty much lost interest in teaching, certainly, and training. And I just did hoof care, you know, natural hoof care, rehabilitating horses and healing work for horses, and some for people too. And then I got really sick. And always my spirit, you know, my spiritual journey has been primary for like 25 or 30 years. But that was what was going on in my worldly life. But I was very fascinated with equestrian art earlier on. And I think I had, you know, my emotional, my EQ and my spiritual development couldn't allow it to blossom in a way that to full fruition. I had too much, I was too competitive and too goal oriented. And so there were many times, and it's, you know, it's fine. I'm fine with my evolution and the things that I did to myself and my horses and other, my students. And I forgive it. I love it. I'm loving it right now. you know, things that I wouldn't do now or think now, that things have evolved so much. And so I've come full circle back to equestrian art, and in a whole new way. And I have no interest in competition. It's just all about unity and communication. And also sharing it with my kids. So that's very interesting. And I just enrolled in this whole new program. And it's just wild how I'm being led in a worldly way to find on a path, on a human worldly path that best serves my spiritual evolution, my spiritual awakening. And it gives me a lot of, it's very motivating. It's very motivating in a lot of different ways, in a worldly way, but it's like, but I can come to it now with a totally, it's like, well, let's see what it wants to be and what it wants to show me and how I can be around this and how I can be with the people and the horses and such a tremendous opportunity to notice all the little things that come up. And that's what I wanted to mention about that is it's very interesting as I've done this, as this has been happening in the last few months. I also did something for my health recently, which was get, and this is a weird thing to mention here, but it's a pulsed electromagnetic field therapy mat. And I'm not going to get way into it, but it supposedly increases cellular metabolism, oxygenates your system, and increases circulation. I've had it for a month, and it's remarkable. It's really making a remarkable difference in my body. Yesterday I carried a vacuum cleaner and an armful of packages up a full flight of steps, and I got to the top, and what I noticed was not only did I carry all that stuff up, but I wasn't even winded at the top of the steps, which, you know, the health stuff I've had with heart and lungs, heart failure and lung things, and it's been pretty intense at different times. So that was quite remarkable. So I don't want to go on about that, but the point of mentioning that is that what seems to be happening with this sort of increasism and healing that seems to be taking place in my whole body, and I guess specifically around my lungs and my heart, and of course, whatever one wants to believe about physical health manifestations. But I have been a pretty remarkably stable in the face of a lot of different challenges for years now. Pretty stable, like, you know, at death's door, husband dies, lose house, whatever, you know, like, I'm pretty cool, I'm pretty okay, life works, I'm happy, I have a lot of cool people around me. It's just, you know, I just say that to say I've been pretty stable. And when I was younger, I had a lot of anxiety and a sense of foreboding and sort of always wondering, you know, you don't even realize it till it's healed or till it's not there all the time. That sort of sensation of the other shoe dropping, you know, when is that going to happen? And that I've been pretty free of for a long time. Or at least I thought I was. And all of a sudden recently with all whatever, I think this machine is doing something. I am feeling so much better physically, but I've had that would seem like the dark ages of my spiritual and emotional evolution has come back. I've had this experience of anxiety and foreboding. And now what's fascinating is with the Loving All method, and I kind of forgot about it, but I remembered, thank God, and have been using it. And it's been amazing. And I've actually become sort of here's what I think is happening. I think this machine is like flushing stuff on a cellular level. That's bringing it back into a conscious level, which is generating an awesome opportunity to heal stuff that was sort of lodged in me, you know, in the cells of this body, like it was being stored there until I was ready to deal with it. And so it's flushing up again, and I actually found myself remembering the loving all method and becoming actually ecstatic, exhilarated about this healing opportunity as the dread and foreboding would come up. And I was just loving it all. I was like, wow, like I am a powerhouse, a portal, powerhouse portal of liberation for myself and everyone and all of the sonship, you know? So I was just tickled about the whole thing. I wanted to share that, you know, how funny it is, how life leads us. And I'm pretty convinced that it's, if you guys want to know about it, just contact me personally. I don't want to be there are some that are multi-level marketed. I found out about that, and then I went and did a bunch of research, and I found one that was a great price, and it was, anyway, blah, blah, blah. But it's called Pulsed Electromagnetic Field Therapy, if you want to look it up and do some research. I highly suggest everybody do their own research and don't just buy something like that because somebody is selling it. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. Although I'm very grateful because that's how I found out about it, but I didn't end up buying that one. But it doesn't matter. All that is just, that's another part of my goofy curriculum. So, so I just wanted to share that. It's an example of how our little human life, you know, don't deny our little human life, because it's our perfect curriculum. And not to hang on to it, of course. Not hanging on to it, but to be grateful for it. Because it's custom designed just for you. And if you put it in the hands and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, it will serve your awakening in mighty and glorious ways. You can take that to the bank. And you will let go more and more and be more in gratitude and less in attachment all the time, ever increasing, moving in that direction. So, let me see what time is it. How much time do I have? Hopefully I can read this thing. I think I have 7 minutes. Let me just think about that. Yes, I do. Okay, here we go. So this is the chapter 16, the bridge to the real section 6. This, and it's about special relationship. So whether that's to another human, to an experience, to whatever, special relationship, you know. I mean, that's not, a lot of times we think it's just about people, but it's about how we relate to life. The search for the special relationship is the sign that you equate yourself with the ego and not with God. And that's what I was so excited about. Then I got to notice that. Yes! And then love it and vaporize it. For the special relationship has value only to the ego. To the ego, unless a relationship has special value, it has no meaning, for it perceives all love as special. Yet this cannot be natural, for it is unlike the relationship of God and his Son. And all relationships that are unlike this one must be unnatural. For God created love as he would have it be and gave it as it is. Love has no meaning except as its creator defined it by his will. It is impossible to define it otherwise and understand it. Amen. Amen. I think the closest we come here is just to know that we be it. We be it. We do extend it, but I do. Sometimes I'm like, we can't even really give it. All we can do is remember that we are it, and therefore so is everything else. And then it reveals itself. Love is freedom. To look for it by placing yourself in bondage is to separate yourself from it. For the love of God, no longer seek for union, separation, nor for freedom in bondage. Yeah, special relationships. And so it's totally union through separation. You're special, we're together, and we're separate, you know? But I mean, that, and that's whatever it is, whether it's another human or an idea or an animal or a belief, it doesn't matter. As you release, so will you be released. Forget this knot, or love will be unable to find you to come and comfort you. There is a way in which the Holy Spirit asks your help if you would have His. The holy instant is His most helpful aid in protecting you from the attraction of guilt, the real lure in the special relationship. You do not recognize that this is its real appeal, for the ego has taught you that freedom lies in it. Yeah, freedom and safety, I would add. It teaches us that. But it's safety for an illusion, for the protection of an illusion. Yet the closer you look at the special relationship, the more apparent it becomes that it must foster guilt and therefore must imprison. The special relationship is totally meaningless without a body. If you value it, you must also value the body. And what you value, you will keep. The special relationship is a device for limiting yourself to a body and for limiting your perception of others to theirs. The great rays, I love that term, it feels good. That feels like the opposite, right, of a body. The great rays would establish the total lack of value of the special relationship if they were seen. For in seeing them, the body would disappear, because its value would be lost. And so your whole investment in seeing it would be withdrawn from it. So it kind of shows we have a ways to go. And yet, we're aware of those great rays. You see the world you value. On this side of the bridge, you see the world of separate bodies seeking to join each other in separate unions and to become one by losing. When two individuals seek to become one, they are trying to decrease their magnitude. Each would deny his power, for the separate union excludes the universe. Far more is left outside than would be taken in. For God is left without and nothing taken in. If one such union were made in perfect faith, the universe would enter into it. Yet the special relationship the ego seeks does not include even one whole individual. The ego wants but part of him and sees only this part and nothing else. Across the bridge, it is so different. For a time, the body is still seen, but not exclusively as it is seen here. The little spark that holds the great rays within it is also visible, and this spark cannot be limited long to littleness. Once you have crossed the bridge, the value of the body is so diminished in your sight that you will see no need at all to magnify it. For you will realize that the only value the body has is to enable you to bring your brothers to the bridge with you and to be released together there. Amen. The bridge itself is nothing more than a transition in the perspective of reality. On this side, everything you see is grossly distorted and completely out of perspective. And so we love that. We notice it. We have to notice it, and then we can love it. If we're protecting and thinking it's not grossly distorted, then we can't shift it. Anyway, let me keep reading because it makes it clear. What is little and insignificant is magnified, and what is strong and powerful cut down to littleness. In the transition, there is a period of confusion in which a sense of actual disorientation may occur. But fear it not, for it means only that you have been willing to let go your hold on the distorted frame of reference that seemed to hold your world together. That's so important. That is so freaking important. Fear it not, for it means only that you have been willing to let go your hold on the distorted frame of reference that seemed to hold your world together. I call that the tacit agreement, or agreements. This frame of reference is built around the special relationship. Without this illusion, there can be no meaning you would still seek here. Fear not that you will be abruptly lifted up and hurled into reality. Time is kind, And if you use it on behalf of reality, it will keep gentle pace with you in your transition. This is great for the new year. The urgency is only in dislodging your mind from its fixed position here. It's the only urgency. The willingness and the loving all start to dislodge the mind from its fixed position here. This will not leave you homeless and without a frame of reference. The period of disorientation, which precedes the actual transition, is far shorter than the time it took to fix your mind so firmly on illusions. And I have to just say something about that. That makes me really laugh. Because a lot of us, we get caught up in, oh, I need to awaken in this lifetime, blah, blah, blah. You know what? All your experience is relative. I hate to break it to you, but it is. So awakening and people who think they're awake and who knows, I mean, I'm not saying people aren't awake, of course, but the point is it's relative. So, and the time that it took for us to get into the predicament we think we're in, and time is part of the predicament, it's like, what is it, 13 billion years or more? So like, take it easy on yourself. When it says the time it takes will be so much shorter than what it took to get here, that might mean a million years, you know? Like, in every moment, savor the moment, use the loving all method, be aware of awareness, and love all the time. Do your best. Just do your best. And it's all good. It's all good. It's one life waking up to itself. You know, you have this little sort of span, it seems like you, and you're making decisions, and you can, and that's what we do. We're making little decisions that are helping the collective, you know, that are contributing to the collective awakening. And that's the power that we have, and the power to just be ourselves, to be the love that we are, which is infinite power. So anyway, blah, blah, blah. Delay will hurt you now more than ever, only because you realize it is delay. So it will feel painful when you hold back, and are unwilling and unloving. And that escape from pain is really... Delay will hurt you now more than before, only because you realize it is delay, and that escape from pain is really possible. Find hope and comfort rather than despair in this. You could not long find even the illusion of love in any special relationship here. For you are no longer wholly insane, and you would soon recognize the guilt of self-betrayal for what it is. And you know what? I would take out guilt from that myself. I would just say you will soon recognize the self-betrayal for what it is. That's what we're in the process of doing. Noticing that we have, and loving ourselves in our self-betrayal. But just noticing that that's what's been going on. The last paragraph. Nothing you seek to strengthen in the special relationship is really part of you. And you cannot keep part of the thought system that taught you it was real and understand the thought that knows what you are. You have allowed the thought of your reality to enter your mind. You have already allowed it. You wouldn't be here if you hadn't. And because you invited it, it will abide with you. Your love for it will not allow you to betray yourself, and you could not enter into a relationship where it could not go with you, for you would not want to be apart from it. Amen. You would not want that. And you notice it more and more and more. Okay, I'm over. I do want to read one more quick little thing, also from ACIM. It's the prayer. At the end of Christmas as the end of sacrifice. So let's just pray this together. This is the time in which a new year will soon be born from the time of Christ. I have perfect faith in you. I'm speaking I, like the ultimate I. No, then Jesus, you know, from this perspective, but it's even more than that. I have perfect faith in you to do all that you would accomplish. Nothing will be lacking, and you will make complete and not destroy. Say then to your brother, I give you to the Holy Spirit as part of myself. I know that you will be released unless I want to use you to imprison myself. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release because I recognize that we will be released together. It's just like our lesson today, eh? For those of you doing Gentle Healing Group. So will the year begin in joy and freedom. There is much to do, and we have been long delayed. Accept the holy instant as this year is born, and take your place, so long left unfulfilled, in the Great Awakening. Make this year different by making it all the same, the Loving All Method, and let all your relationships be made holy for you. This is our will. Amen. Okay. I'm done. Thank you. Let's have a song. I think we have Seven Feathers by Nako and Medicine for the People. And it's another, you know, sort of a human, interesting song of somebody doing their human journey from a spiritual perspective. All right. Dropping the mic.
I know a laborer, he is my teacher, he is my brother. I have a neighbor, he is my savior, he doesn't waver, he's a strong believer. I know a businessman, he scrapped his business plan while screaming, fuck the man. He gave into the land. They are all archetypes, people that I might like to be just like in a completely different way. And we all will come out of our caves, coming out of our caves. Yes, we all struggle. I know his hope. I know a futurist. He's an optimist, and he knows a young waitress, and he's trying to coax her out of her cave by smiling, by winking, by saying, you know, it's good for us to talk. You know, it's good to talk. I know a father. I love his daughter. I told him never would I forsake her, but I got home too late from one of my escapades. No woman to face, just a note that said, baby, I've sailed away right out of my cave. Caught a swell, caught her way to another inspiring place. We all, oh, we're coming out of our caves, coming out of our caves, yes we are. Oh, we're coming out of our caves, coming out of our caves. I'm from the bureaucrat, he just accepts all that which I cannot accept. Such frustration that I wept for my friend the tax man. He is my father, and he tallies numbers all day. Yes, he knows his numbers, you could say. He taxes income. I asked him, how come? You know I work hard for every penny. Don't you think I deserve it all? Oh, the law, the law, the law. Son, there are flaws in the law, but in the end, it just answers to God. Boy, I'm just doing my job. My friend, the astronomer, she's a stargazer. I swear they talk to her. Boy, I wish I knew what they were saying while I was laying in her bed with her chest to my head. Well, our intentions misread, so I just said it. I said, baby, I'm a nobody. I ain't got no money, just this ambition to tell the people we are equal. So come on, baby, come out of your cave. Oh, catch a swell, catch your way to another inspiring place. We all,
Okay, so I think we have open forum for sharing now. We had our little musical contemplation, so I'll drop the mic and see who wants to chat. You want to try again, Lynn? And anybody else? Does anybody else want to speak? Okay, I'm going to drop the mic again and see if anybody's ready to pick it up.
All right, let me try that again. Oh, that's working. You know what? I had changed my microphone last night because my friend Billy Diggs sent me a huge box filled with Ken Wapnick workshops, and so I'm recording them there on cassette. So so I had switched my microphone for that, and now I know how that works. I'm grateful for that. Oh, my gosh. You know, I wanted to say, Carrie, I'm just so grateful for your message today and for starting our new year with the idea of loving all. And, you know, I had a report. I had a person who is a dear friend of all of us here in this room, I believe, who for some reason decided that I was not a nice person and for some reason was thinking I was responsible for many things of which I have no knowledge or responsibility whatsoever. And so this person was saying some not nice things about me, and all I could do was love him. And, you know, yesterday he posted something pretty not nice, and then on Facebook, and then he came to my page, and he posted a song, and the song that he posted was, it just touched my heart so much. And I just said, thank you, you know, thank you for loving me. And I know that this is a gift of love. And so then I posted a song for him, and then he posted a song for me. And in the end, it was just love, 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 love. And I didn't feel that any of the anger, any of the upset. All I felt was just love. And that's what's going to change everything, you know, not change the world politics or the environment or any of those things. It is my love that changes everything for me, and that's all I know. So for me, the world is just love, and that's what happens when you make that decision, that just love and not see attack, but only see it as reaching out, you know, someone just reaching out there, you know. And that's all I saw. All these things that he was saying were just reaching out to me and saying, please love me, please love me. And when I return that with nothing but love, that's all it is. Call for love or love. That's all it is. And it's all the same thing, because the call for love is love. And love is love, and that's all it is. I believe the Holy Spirit told Regina, spirit is love giving, is love is spirit giving to spirit what spirit requests. That's what it is. All spirit is requesting is love, and that's it. Anyway, thank you, Carrie, and I will let go of the mic. Yes, forgiveness, isn't it wonderful? Ah, I love it. Anyway, here's the mic back.
Well, it's time. I think if nobody else is going to pick up the mic, I think it's time for our closing song. And it's been delightful being with you all. And thank you so much for this opportunity. I'm just really grateful to be a part of this lovely sangha. So love to all of you. I love all of you. But I am love, so how could I not love you? Everyone loves you. We all love each other. We just need to remember. So let's hear our next song, our last song, and it's a shorty, so I think we may even finish on time. And And I know you'll know it. So here we go.
Everybody, and now is the time for